they were all just kidding you.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday, June the 8th, 2017 edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and as always, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Wow. Did you folks have the opportunity to tune in and listen to John's show with Phil Turney and Dave? Let's see. What's Dave's last name? I wrote it down. Kahari. Okay. I don't want to say I enjoyed the show because I don't enjoy listening to stuff like that, but I was absolutely amazed by some of the testimonies of those survivors of that ship. And folks, can you imagine? Could you imagine putting yourself on board a ship like that and being attacked viciously by somebody that's supposed to be your ally, and then have them turn around after the fact, after they blatantly lied because there was a flag midship with a great big American flag saying they mistaken it for a different ship, and I believe they tried to blame it on the Egyptians. How outrageous. And then turn around, sail it into a different harbor to sneak it in and tell all of the soldiers never to mention it, or they'll wind up in Leavenworth or worse. What kind of a government do we have here? And for the last 50 years, it's been covered up, and Donald Trump hasn't mentioned it at all today. Anybody who does mention it gets ousted out of office, like Cynthia McKinney. You know, I'm not going to spend too much time on this tonight because I know it's been covered both on John's show and also James Kelso, which I listened to most of his show as well, did a really good job of reading some excerpts out of Phil Turney's book. And I offered, and so did James, as I'm sure you heard, to have those guys continue on. But evidently the testimonies of the survivors are, well, they're through, and they're just enjoying each other's company out at the 50th anniversary of that. So my hat goes off to these guys. I could not imagine that kind of experience in my lifetime. I couldn't imagine how bad it really was. Imagine people dying right in front of you, friends of yours getting blown to pieces. And again, this by a supposed ally of ours, and then this government covering it up. It's just absolutely atrocious. It nauseates me to even think about. And, you know, I'll tell you something else that nauseates me. This dog and pony show going on with James Comey. And I'm going to spend a little bit of time on this tonight because, yes, he did testify. I'm going to share some excerpts with you from it. And, you know, one thing that really, really astounds me, folks, and the question is, where do they get these mainstream reporters? How is it that I can sit and view one thing, and probably most of you, and yet these reporters that are reporting these mainstream articles see something totally different than we see? And what's the guy's name does Jones's show on Thursday afternoon? Cumia? Is it James Cumia? What's that guy's name, Mike? What's that? Anthony Cumia, yeah. I heard just about 5 minutes of him today. I tuned in just for a snippet, and he's right. Everything that the Democrats are basing this on is emotion. There is no logic. There is no factual evidence at all, and yet the mainstream media picks it up and runs with it, and everything being put forward to James Comey today by the Republican Party was factual evidence. Now, I'm going to go through a little of this tonight. I'm not going to spend a heck of a lot of time on it, but I wanted to share an excerpt with you. This is a report that, the title of it, and it was put out yesterday. It says, Five Things to Remember for Comey's Testimony Tomorrow, which tomorrow now is today. But I'm not going to read all of these to you. I'm just going to read one, and that is the fifth one. So it's worth noting that remember that whole Russia-Trump investigation that was led by Comey and it was started, and this is what this whole thing is all about. It started next to this, it started after this opposition research document, which has now been discredited. It was penned by a former British spy, Christopher Steele, which Senator John McCain turned over to the FBI. This is the research document that alleged Trump and his associates repeatedly met with Russian agents during the presidential campaign, and that the Russians had incriminating intelligence on Trump that they could use to blackmail him. The FBI reportedly wasted millions of taxpayer dollars investigating the spurious claims in the dossier, only to later dismiss it. And that's what this is all about. Since then, there have been multiple lawsuits filed by people named in the document against news organizations that even promoted it. So this doesn't even make, well, it does make sense if you know what their real modus operandi is. Now, I haven't opened up the phone lines, but I guess I have a caller. Ken in Fort Worth, I'll go ahead and take your call. What's on? What's going on?
Hey, go to Amazon and put in USS Liberty. There's a lot of books about that out there.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see what happens. The public, Fort Worth Public Library, there's a little box I keep down in the corner and to check out and to they want if you want to get more time. But anyway, this thing starts scooting across the screen. Well, I had that on the screen. And it scooted across the screen, and I had to chase it down so I could get more time. Evidently, somebody don't want me to what? Look at those books, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, I went
anyway,
in.
Go to Amazon and put in USS Liberty, and there's a bunch of books out there.
Okay, will do. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Okay, something was running across the screen, and he had to chase it down to click on it. Okay, has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me before. I understand what he's talking about. You know, something comes up on you. It's a pop-up, and it comes up on your screen, and you're trying to get rid of it, and it's moving around. You know, it's like it's trying to evade you. So, yeah, I understand what you're talking about there, Ken. But let me get back to this. So this whole opposition research document that's been discredited that there's lawsuits over are the basis for this whole investigation, okay? And all this money's being taxpayer money, folks, is being wasted doing all this stuff, and this dog and pony show going on, and I understand that McCain's supposed to be or has testified today. I don't know. But let me get back to this here for a moment. Comey's testimony. Now, going back to the mainstream media, and, you know, what do they send these guys to school? You know, what's the name of that? Tavistock. Okay, that's where they probably send them. You know, they send them through MK Ultra planning for maybe a year or two, lobotomize them somehow, you know, give them trigger mechanisms like they do on the Manchurian candidates, right? And then when the guy gets ready to write an article, his handler will call him up and say, you know, some code word like bozo. The guy will immediately jump in gear and write this ridiculous article that makes no sense. And I'm going to share that with you in a little bit. But before I do, I want to first say that in regards to Comey, well, let's do this. Mike, let's just play this first clip here. It's a three-minute clip, and this is by Donald Trump's lawyer. So let's just go ahead with that first. Go ahead, Mike.
It is overwhelmingly clear that there have been and continue to be those in government who are actively attempting to undermine this administration with selective and illegal leaks of classified information and privileged communications. Mr. Comey has now admitted that he is one of these leakers. Today, Mr. Comey admitted that he unilaterally and surreptitiously made unauthorized disclosures to the press of privileged communications with the president. The leaks of this privileged information began no later than March 2017, when friends of Mr. Comey have stated that he disclosed to them the conversations that he had with the president during their January 27th, 2017 dinner and February 14th, 2017 White House meeting. Today, Mr. Comey admitted that he leaked to friends of his purported memos of those privileged communications, one of which he testified was classified. Mr. Comey also testified that immediately after he was terminated, he authorized his friends to leak the contents of those memos to the press in order to, in Mr. Comey's words, quote, prompt the appointment of a special counsel, close quote. Although Mr. Comey testified that he only leaked the memos in response to a tweet, the public record reveals that the New York Times was quoting from those memos the day before the referenced tweet, which belies Mr. Comey's excuse for this unauthorized disclosure of privileged information and appears to be entirely retaliatory. We will leave it to the appropriate authorities to determine whether these leaks should be investigated along with all the others that are being investigated. In sum, it is now established that the president was not being investigated for colluding with or attempting to obstruct any investigation. As the committee pointed out today, these important facts for the country to know are virtually the only facts that have not been leaked during the course of these events. As he said yesterday, the president feels completely vindicated and is eager to continue moving forward with his agenda, with the business of this country, and with this public cloud removed.
Thank you. All right. You're welcome. All right. How many lies did we catch him in? How many lies was that? I mean, how many crimes did he commit? Right? I mean, I didn't even count them all up. But he disclosed to his friends the conversations that he had with Trump at dinner and at a later meeting, one of which Comey testified was classified. Then he leaks them to his buddy, a college professor, and tells him to leak them to the newspaper to prompt an investigatorial hearing. Now, how many crimes is that, and how many lies did he tell? And his actions were retaliatory. So, I'm sorry. Why are we investigating Donald Trump? Why aren't we investigating this clown? I'm going to call him Howdy Doody from now on because I understand he likes, for some reason, he likes that, you know, that little puppet, Howdy Doody. So he leaked the info. He let the press lie about the leak. He perjured himself. He followed orders from Loretta Lynch to shut down investigations. And are you going to tell me they're not going to do anything to this guy? Okay. I mean, this guy should. Hell will probably freeze over before that happens. Anyway, you lost me? I'm gone? No, I did nothing, so maybe they bleeped it out. Was it about Howdy Doody? I don't know. Anyway. Oh, he should be in jail. They should be prosecuting this guy. He perjured himself. He leaked classified information. You know, he's doing the same thing that Hillary Clinton was doing on her servers, for crying out loud. How come they're not looking at this guy? I don't get it. So, you know, Trump was not being investigated for colluding with or attempting to obstruct any investigation. He said that. He came out and said that in the hearings today. Okay? So the committee admitted that these facts brought out by Comey today were the only facts that had not been brought out until today. And Comey did not deliver one shred of any kind of, quote, fact regarding any allegations made against Donald Trump whatsoever. Nothing. And then we have Marco Rubio's interrogation of Comey. Now, I'm gonna have Mike play that clip. Mike, you know when to cut that clip off, right? I think it's 1:44, isn't it? Mike, you there? Okay. Go ahead and play the Marco Rubio clip and cut it off at exactly 1:44. Okay. We're having an issue, are we? Okay. All right. Well, let me know where you got it. Anyway, Marco Rubio. No, he's Republican. Okay, go ahead.
The requests were, number one, be loyal. Number two, let the Mike Flynn thing go. He's a good guy. He's been treated unfairly. And number three, can you please tell the American people what these leaders in Congress already know, what you already know, what you've told me three times, that I'm not personally under investigation?
Those are the three things he asked. Yes, sir.
You know, this investigation is full of leaks left and right. I mean, we've learned more from the newspapers sometimes than we do from our open hearings, for sure. You ever wonder why, of all the things in this investigation, the only thing that's never been leaked is the fact that the president was not personally under investigation, despite the fact that both Democrats and Republicans and the leadership of Congress knew that and have known
that
for weeks?
Great point.
I don't know. I find matters that are briefed to the Gang of Eight are pretty tightly held, in my experience.
Finally, who are those senior leaders at the FBI that you shared these conversations with?
As I said in response to Senator Feinstein's question, Deputy Director, my Chief of Staff, General Counsel, the Deputy Director's Chief Counsel, and then more often than not, the number three person at the FBI, who's the Associate Deputy Director, and then quite often the head of the National Security Branch.
Check out these amazing deals.
Let's see. Now, so Trump says to Comey, he hoped this was done away with. He hoped it was done away with. He didn't say do away with it. He said he hoped it was done away with. And Comey now says, well, he perceived by that that Trump's statement was an order. And when Rubio asked if Comey gave any response regarding Trump doing anything inappropriate and replying to the president that it was not proper, Comey didn't say anything. Now, when asked why Comey didn't say anything, Comey replied, well, I don't know. He then goes on to say that he agreed Flynn was a good guy. So, you know, again, what's this all about? Now, you take this, and by the way, as far as my perception, and I didn't watch the whole thing, it was like, whatever, 5 hours long or something like that, I don't know. But anyway, so there's about 5 hours of this testimony. I'm picking little snippets up here and picking snippets up there where the Republicans are just busting him eight ways to Sunday, okay? And, you know, now let's shift gears, folks, and go over to the other side of the coin here. And this is why I keep scratching my head. There's an article here that is titled, hold on a second. Now my computer's jumping all over the place. It got scared, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, what happened to it? Let's see. Okay, I just totally lost part of the article. It just vanished. How about that? Well, anyway, according to this guy, and I don't know because the whole top of it just disappeared. Oh, here we go. Now it's coming back little by little. All right, give it a second here. Maybe my computer's running hot or something. I don't know. Okay, here's the title of this, and this is a mainstream, I guess it's a mainstream news article. There were three winners and three... Now, this is mainstream. Remember that, folks. Three winners and three losers from James Comey's testimony to the Senate Intelligence Committee. Okay? All right, where did it go again? The screen just vanished again. That's nice. Oh, here we go. Okay, so there's three winners and three losers. Now, let me see if I can find where... Oh, that's nice. It just blocked it up. Okay, I'm having trouble with this one, folks, so give me a minute on this. I'm going to see if I can reprint this and have it come up anew because it's blacking, or it's whiting out, actually. And then part of it will come back and part of it disappears, so I'm not real sure what's up with that. Okay, so the title of it is Three Winners and Three Losers from James Comey's Testimony to the Senate Intelligence Committee, and then... There's an editor's note right underneath it, which says, the opinions in this article are the author's as published by our content partner and do not necessarily represent the views of MSN or Microsoft. So he says, we'll let you guess which category Trump falls into, the winner category or the loser category. He goes on to say it was political theater of the best kind. The nature of the events that led the FBI director, James Comey, to testify before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence Thursday are extraordinary. Comey's testimony of his version of events was even more extraordinary. Starting with Comey's sudden firing on May 9th, events have unfolded since then with near daily scoops about the interaction between Trump and Comey and the campaign connections to Russia. It has been a wild ride up until this point, and most of what we know before Thursday has come in bits and pieces. Journalists outside the White House and the public have struggled to piece together scraps from anonymous sources, often only revealing a little information at a time. He goes on to say, Comey's prepared testimony, released Wednesday afternoon, gave the public a narrative that Donald Trump consistently either failed to understand or intentionally violated the norms of independence that set the FBI out of political reach. His testimony Thursday presented a reliable narrator for that story. He's talking about Comey. I saw nothing reliable about any narrator or narrative in that story. He goes on to say it was made for high drama that drew its power not from partisan confrontation, but from the excitement of finding out the truth. Oh my gosh, we got to go to break. I'll be back in three with more. Stick around. More to come. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could. Cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. So anyway, this guy, and he doesn't even put his name in here. The only thing in there is an edit saying, we don't necessarily agree with this, and this is the opinion of the author. So maybe it's down at the bottom. I'll get to that. But he's going, he says that from the excitement of finding out the truth, the political fight over Comey's fighting and the broader Russia scandal is ongoing, and here's who came out of Thursday's hearing in a stronger position and who saw themselves as undermined. He puts winner James Comey. As soon as I saw that, I almost rolled on the floor, because everything I saw today, folks, and I watched probably about, I don't know, 8 or 10 different clips of this, they were taking Comey to the woodshed. I mean, he was bumbling. He was like just admitting that he perjured himself, admitting lying. Well, I played a couple of the clips for you. But he says, this guy goes on to say, the image that sums up Thursday's hearing isn't actually from the hearing at all. It's from the moments before the hearing, as a low-grade hurricane of Senate business swirled around an implacable Comey at its eye. And that image? Get this. An unruffled professional, speaking on behalf of no one but himself and prompted by nothing but his own sense of right and wrong. This is the one Comey... Excuse me. Excuse me. I'll give me a minute to pull it together. All right, we're good. All right. prompted by nothing but his own sense of right and wrong. is the one Comey projected throughout the hearing, and it was a masterful performance. Okay, wait a minute. All right, I'm getting it together. All right, wait. He says, Comey presented himself as a career government man who knew enough not to trust a strange new president already surrounded by scandal, but who nonetheless deferred to him as primary concern, even then, was to protect the investigation rather than to cause trouble with the president, as he saw to be unnecessary. And in doing so, he made himself extremely hard to impugn. Even his toughest Republican questioners were forced to acknowledge his basic integrity and take the gravity of his claims at least somewhat seriously. One of the president's most vociferous defenders, Senator John Cornyn, ended up arguing that the president wasn't guilty of obstruction of justice because Comey disobeyed his request to drop the investigation into former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn. He won't remain above the fray, however. Some of his answers about why he didn't do more at the time to raise alarms about the president's behavior aren't likely to satisfy Republicans. You think? No. They didn't satisfy the Republicans because the Republicans busted him eight ways to Thursday. But I don't know where you – maybe you were in the bathroom at the time. I'm not sure, sir, whoever you are. But anyway, getting back to this. And it's likely they'll paint him as a disgruntled ex-employee smearing his former boss or as a deep state mole opposed to Trump from the beginning. You know, seriously, folks, they have to train these guys to – you know, this is complete and – utter nonsensical emotional spin. That's all it is. Because I saw nothing in that hearing anywhere today that could have caused any justification for this fool writing this piece of nonsense. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to get it together now. Wait. Oh, God. All right. He goes on to say, but while his admission that I could have been stronger in pushing back against Trump in the moment might be a political liability for him, well, it rang true. It confirmed, as much as anyone had ever confirmed on the record, something that many people assume is true, but few can prove. That this president is fundamentally not normal. That he fundamentally will not play by the rules that protect the integrity of his office and the government. The integrity of the government. Oh, my God. So, faced with such a loss, we all think we'd be the first to blow the whistle, but many of us wouldn't. Jim Comey simply admitted to it. Now, that's that part, okay? Another winner? The FBI. Okay, here we go. Remember in the days before the election when liberals were all worried that the FBI's support for Trump had corrupted the agency's law enforcement capabilities? You mean the FBI wasn't corrupt before? Oh, I see. We're going to go to break. I'll be back at 3 or maybe 4. I don't know. Stick around. More to come, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. You remember the other day when I played that clip of that that really young, geeky-looking, I called him Carrot Top, okay, that was doing this CNN report that, you know, was trying to say there's nothing to see here on the Seth Rich thing before I just, you know, threw out a whole ton of evidence. But I wonder if this guy and that guy are related or if they went to the same school together or something. I don't know. But anyway, let me continue with this. So the FBI, he says, was never the most likely agency for critics of Trump to look to the resistance with the federal government. But the president's unseemly interest in Russia investigation appears to have set him on edge, and firing their director only made the problem worse. Comey made an impassioned case for the independence and professionalism of his former agency before the committee. There is no one indispensable person, he said in the hearing's biggest humble brag. The work of investigating the Trump campaign will continue. The idea of the FBI as a bastion of integrity within the federal government isn't just amusing because of the agency's history. The shadow of J. Edgar Hoover still looms large, to the point where the founding director was mentioned in passing on Thursday as an example of inappropriate power over a president. It's fascinating because as recently as last fall, it really looked like the political persuasion of the agency's field officers were going to undermine its commitment to investigating wrongdoing. Instead, though, it appears that many FBI agents who had supported Trump are putting their agency over their party. They may not be as noble as Jim Comey made them look Thursday, but they're certainly looking better than one might have expected. Yes, I have to say, James Comey looked so noble, so upstanding, so integral today as he lied and got busted I don't know how many times. And who else was a winner? Well, Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, was a winner, according to this fool. You might be surprised to hear this, but senators like to hear themselves talk. They like to hear themselves talk on television and in the halls of Congress. If the members of the Intelligence Committee had used the opportunity of the televised committee hearing to grandstand about how terrible Trump was or how terrible the media was for 7 minutes at the time, barely letting Comey get a word in edgewise, it would have made for deadly viewing. That wasn't what happened. Members of both parties managed to restrain themselves from pontificating about what they thought the problem was, with the exception of a little bit of Russia bashing from ranking Senator, Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat from Virginia, and members of both parties. But particularly Democrats, made a point of sticking to questions either that Comey could answer or that his refusal or inability to discuss would be an answer of a different kind. But Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon is a veteran of this kind of questioning as one of the state's leading critics of government surveillance. He's well trained in the art of asking a witness a question he knows the witness can't answer publicly as a way of flagging for the public that there is something of interest being kept from them. Oh, how sneaky is he? On Thursday, he used those skills to attract one of the few genuinely new pieces of information from the hearing that Comey had a reason beyond what's publicly being reported to believe that Jeff Sessions would need to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. Wyden wasn't flashy. He wasn't outraged. He simply moved the ball forward in the investigation to let Comey be the star of the show, and his colleagues followed suit. Oh, yes, he was such a star, folks. I would encourage you. You need to go in and watch some of those clips, folks, and you tell me if Comey looks like a star or if he looks like a boob. Democrats in Congress have been in a tricky position under Trump, and tricky's an understatement. I think they've been running around wetting their pants and doing a little worse. But, you know, that's the story for another day. And not just because they're the minority party. They're torn between a need to uphold the government by helping Republicans keep it funded and adhering to the norms, as a desire to please a base who sees this president as fundamentally illegitimate or downright monstrous. Thursday's hearing showed that Democrats don't need to stamp their feet and gnash their teeth and wear pussy hats on the floor of the Senate to demonstrate effective opposition. Well, wait a minute. Isn't that what they've been doing ever since Donald Trump was elected, you buffoon? They can simply show a commitment to finding the truth and the confidence that the truth will not, as the truth so far has not, made the Trump administration look very good. Oh, my God. What planet is this guy on? Or is it, what planet am I on? Can you believe this, folks? I mean, I'm laughing about this, but this is serious. This is serious because this is what we're up against. We're up against people who are looking at the world through a different pair of glasses than I'm looking at it in, okay? And which of us is right? That's the question. They all think they're right. Now, I did this thing on liberals the other night. You remember that? 60 different points I made on liberals, and this guy fits the bill. So, who's the loser? According to him, Donald Trump. I shall continue. Here are things said about the President of the United States by the former FBI director. The nature of the person. I was honestly concerned he might lie about the nature of our meeting, so I thought it important to document. That's James Comey talking, right? The administration then chose to defame me, and more importantly, the FBI, by saying that the organization was in disarray, that it was poorly led, that the workforce had lost confidence in its leader. Those were lies, plain and simple. No, that was pretty much right dead on, Comey. He goes on to say, I was so stunned by the conversation that I just took it in. Lordy, I hope there are tapes. There's more where this came from. Nothing James Comey said about Donald Trump Thursday inspired any confidence in the leadership of the president. The only ambiguity which Republicans are trying to seize on to question to a questionable benefit is if the president was actively trying to undermine the rule of law by running the federal government like a family business, or if the man with his finger on the nuclear button is so astoundingly ignorant and badly advised that he just has no idea how anything works and needs remedial lessons. That's his own White House hasn't given him. in things like the fundamental independence of the FBI. Really? Seriously? The fundamental... Let me think about this for a minute. Let's think this through, folks. The fundamental independence of the FBI burying the investigation on Dennis Montgomery for Obama. That's independent, right? The fundamental independence of the FBI burying all the evidence on Hillary's emails. That's independent, right? Okay. The fundamental independence about the FBI burying everything they can bury on Seth Rich. That's independent, right? Okay. So this guy goes on to say both of those are terrifying possibilities. Both are bad for democracy and bad for the rule of law. The best thing you can say about the president coming out of today's hearing is that he didn't make it worse for himself with aggrieved live tweeting, but he can't sustain silence forever. And if everything Trump's done up to this point is any indication, he's going to have a tough time sticking to his agenda when there's an insult out there he wants to rebut. The question is, the question isn't whether Trump will respond to James Comey in a way that makes Trump look bad. It's when. This guy also goes on to call Jeff Sessions a loser. Now let's take a look at that. Okay, am I back? Okay. The most tantalizing hint Comey dropped Thursday wasn't about Trump. It was about attorney Jeff Sessions. Comey said that he expected Sessions to recuse himself from the Russia investigation even before Sessions officially did so. And under questioning from Wyden, he admitted that he hadn't just made the assumption based on what was publicly known about Kislyak at a meeting, but based on something else he had known, but he wouldn't publicly say what that thing was. Our judgment, as I recall, is that he, and this is Comey talking, is that he was very close to and inevitably going to recuse himself for a variety of reasons. We also were aware of the facts that I can't discuss in an open setting that would make his continued engagement in Russia-related investigation problematic. So we were convinced, in fact, I think we'd already heard that the career people were recommending that he recuse himself, that he was not going to be in contact with Russia-related matters much longer. I'm not even going to continue with that. Then he ends with this. The other loser, the Republican Party. This guy is obviously a leftist, Democrat, socialist, communitarian, pick your poison, because he has nothing good to say about the Republicans and everything good to say about the Democrats. And let's not forget Comey with his impeccable integrity. Okay. So, the Republican Party. Let's start with this tweet sent Wednesday by an official Twitter account of the Republican National Committee after the written copy of Comey's prepared testimony had been printed online. It is a bad tweet. It says, GOP, trying to find something of substance in Comey's opening statement, like, it's not just a bad tweet because it's such an unforced error. Why did they feel the need to tweet anything at all? Or because the only reason that Comey's opening statement didn't feel revelatory is because much of it had reportedly previously been in scoops that many Republicans had dismissed as fake news. Okay, that's it. I'm done with this. I can't even read any more of this garbage. So, let's shift gears, shall we? I've had my laugh for the evening. Let's see. Let's go to... I got an email this morning from... I believe this one, who was this one from? I believe this one was from Carol in Idaho, okay? A little snippet on backing out of the Paris Climate Accord. Remember, Trump made that announcement last week. So I'm going to share this little email with you today, and thank you, Carol, from Idaho, for this. It's an email that was sent that says, our entry into the UN was and is... and always had been unconstitutional. I added the always has been. It was intended to and has diminished and or destroyed our ability to enjoy many of our unalienable rights. The $20 trillion debt is also the result of an unconstitutional act. If Trump wishes to make America great again, America must control its own destiny. And this requires exiting the UN, bringing monetary policy back into compliance with the Constitution, and repudiating the ungodly, unconstitutional debt we theoretically owe as a result of this monetary policy. I mean, the truth is, I'm adding this here, the truth is we don't owe them anything because it's phony money anyway. But going on beyond that, there's an attachment to this. And this is something to seriously ponder in regards to the Paris Climate Agreement to begin with. So I want to share this with you folks. And again, I want to thank Carol for this. Let's go back to December of 2015. This is 9 months before the end of his presidency. What happened? Microsoft crashed. Okay, something crashed. All right, that's nice. I had a pop-up come up. And no, I didn't have to chase it around the screen, so there. Anyway, in December of 2015, 9 months before the end of his presidency, Barack Obama signed the Paris Accord. The United States did not. In order to ratify it as a treaty, two-thirds of the Senate had to approve it. Obama told us it was not a treaty, but an executive agreement between himself and other nations. The Paris Agreement was an agreement with only with the Obama administration. It was an unratified treaty, in which case it had no effect. The Constitution's separation of powers prevents the president from binding the country unilaterally. Our system does not divide authority into spheres controlled exclusively by the Senate, House, or President, and President. It requires combination of offices to work together. And Obama's counterparties in Paris knew he lacked the support to bind our country. In fact, they watered down, get this, here's where it gets good, folks. The UN watered down the wording of the agreement to support Obama's agreement that it does not require ratification. Here's some examples. And this is what the UN did to this treaty that Trump backed out of. They changed the word shall to should in many places in order to avoid calling it a treaty. The negotiators choose between a treaty that would bind the United States and the promise of an outgoing president. Any claims that Trump or the United States is going back on its words is disingenuous. Only Obama gave his word, and the other parties in Paris helped design the agreement to throw our Constitution out the window. And Trump caught it, and he threw it out. Obama ignored his constitutional duties to submit treaties to the Senate. In fact, a statement from the Obama White House said it all when the White House signaled it would bypass the Senate no matter what by saying, and I quote, "I think it's hard to take seriously from some members of Congress who deny the fact that climate change exists that they should have some opportunity to render judgment about a climate change agreement," unquote. Did you hear what I just said? They said that they're not going to let them because if they don't agree with it, they don't have a say in it. I'm going to read this one more time. A statement from the Obama White House, that was from the Obama White House, that said, "I think it's hard to take seriously from some members of Congress who deny the fact that climate change exists that they should have some opportunity to render judgment about a climate change agreement." In other words, if you don't agree with it, we're not going to talk to you. That was Obama. And under the agreement Obama signed, the UN would have called the shots on what we did within our own borders to protect the climate. Yes, you would have been seeing these blue helmets knocking on your door, folks, if your car was running, or any one of a myriad of other things. Have you ever seen a car driving down the road, it's got black smoke coming out of it? Okay? They'd probably have UN vehicles pulling it over and not just giving you a ticket, but towing it away. Let's see, I got a caller. Let's go to Bill in, is it Wisconsin? Bill in Wisconsin, you're on with Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mike, I like all your commentary. First of all, I think Trump should have done essentially the same thing that Obama did. I want to see him sign an executive order pulling us out of the Paris Climate Agreement. I think we still got that whole thing.
Well, okay, let me interrupt
out there.
Okay, well, hold on a second.
The daughter Ivanka wanted, okay, and she led Trump around by the nose on that world tour. Imagine, okay, Trump says we're going to talk to the civilized world, Saudi Arabia. And when he's over there, he's on Monday night, he's dancing with the Saudis, some kind of, I don't know, occultic sword dance. Wilbur Ross, you know, was also dancing. Then he goes to Israel, and the first American president to wear the beanie and stand before the Wailing Wall, okay, and grovel at the Israeli shrine. Then he goes to the Marxist Pope.
Wait a minute. So, he's not the first president. He's not the first president to do that. I've seen every president do that.
They're president.
Oh, I'm
not
sorry.
While they're president. Candidates have done it, but he is the first sitting president to have done that. And then, okay, today on the...
Okay, hold, stop, Bill. I got to go to break. I'll hold you over, okay? But I got to take a break. All right, see you in three.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Before I get back to Bill, I want to say that, first of all, I haven't read all of this. I interrupted to take the phone call from Bill. But here's what I think has happened, at least with this climate treaty, is Trump read this bill, and he basically said, this is crazy. No sane individual would sign this bill. And the way the bill was written, it wasn't concrete anyway. So in my opinion, with respect to you, Bill, I don't think it's necessary for him to draft any kind of agreement whatsoever, because he did say he'd renegotiate. And in reading this, I'm seeing why he said he'd be willing to renegotiate it, because this is outrageous. Number two, before I go back with you, Bill, I'm going to say this, that, okay, he's the first sitting president that goes over with a yarmulke on his head and, you know, kisses the Wailing Wall or whatever he did. In my opinion, that could be one of two things. It could be that he's saying, okay, I've got, you know, ironclad, you know, dedication to the Israelis. Or number two, it could be political theater. I don't know. Go ahead. It's your turn, Bill. You got the floor.
Yeah, well, the fact that we had the 50th commemoration of the sinking of the Liberty today and not a word from Trump. Now, Trump claims, and I think it's sincere for the most part, you know, to support veterans. He's concerned about veterans and about how they've been shafted. But nobody has been shafted more than the survivors of the Liberty and that entire scenario. So
And first of all, let me say this. I totally agree with you. I called in, as you may know, to that show today. I did so at the request of John. And I also offered those guys to come up on my show. I think it's an absolute tragedy. But in the position that Trump is in right now, with the heat that he's getting on him, and we know they're doing everything they can do to impeach him, indict him, do whatever they can do to get him out of there. They don't want him in there. And I look at that like, you know, what he did with this climate treaty last week, and I said this on the show, Bill, it wasn't a fart in the spacesuit. He, you know, shot out with diarrhea all over their spaceship. Now, on the heels of that, if him or any sitting president comes out and, you know, acknowledges the USS Liberty, on top of what heat he's already under, and I'm not trying to cut him any, I'm kind of trying to cut him a little slack. The question is, if you were in position with all the heat coming from all those different angles, would you further infuriate these people that want to do anything to get rid of you?
Well, think about this, Mike. A lot of the problems that he has in his administration, he's brought on himself. Priebus, okay, being from Wisconsin, we knew what he was up to. There's no way that patriots and Tea Party people liked Priebus. So he puts him in there. He had the option of supporting Paul Ryan or another guy by the name of Nayland that was running against Paul Ryan for Congress, and he came out and supported Ryan. He did the same thing with McCain. He did the same thing with the gal from New Hampshire, for Senate. Now, she lost, but then I saw her taking Gorsuch around to visit all of the senators.
I got to stop you because we got to go to the top of the hour break. I'll hold you over, okay? And Ed in Utah, I will get back with you as soon as I finish up. Bill will finish up on the other side, and then you're up next, Ed. Be right back.
I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.